This is CliffCentral.com.
Yes, it was a gun. He was the only one to fall down, y'all.
That ain't me, right? Yes.
Then his people scream. Ain't no need for sunlight.
Ain't no need for sunlight.
Ain't no need for moonlight.
I can hear myself. Rishi, thanks for joining us, man.
Thanks for having me, homie.
What time does this thing start?
Just now. How did I do?
Not bad. It's not that difficult taking over from Eric.
Job well done.
I hope he is listening. So what is the date today?
29th of June. All day, son.
Okay. So that's kind of when the Grahamstown Festival begins.
Oh, yes. The Grahamstown Festival.
Have you been?
I have been. I've been a couple times.
Why?
That's why I'm not there now. Ask myself that question.
Don't you think like some people pressure on you to go? They go, oh, you must go. It's like just for almost like to get a scar.
Oh yeah,
under like your skin.
You gotta get stabbed if you come from the hood.
Yeah. It's like that's exactly what, it's a comedy version of being stabbed.
But I actually decided that next year I will go. Even if I don't plan shows, I want just to go. Like I think
take some time off and actually just
my
go
last, my, yeah, like I wouldn't do it again. But like because it's an amazing experience. I would actually tell any South African to go through. The reason I say that is because at the Grahamstown Festival you get shows that play on Hollywood and like on the big stages in the world.
Yes.
And what they do is when it comes to SA, they play at Grahamstown or they start off at Grahamstown, they work the hour or whatever
yes,
the show is.
Get it
and then they travel overseas.
That's on the main vibes.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Not
but it's everywhere. Like, have you ever been there?
So, yes. I ended up going there 1 year, exactly what you said. I'm not going to do shows. I was called on to do a few stages.
Yeah, you jumped
on.
But
then I was roasted by Woods. I don't know his name. Gareth Woods. While I was on stage, him and his brother were heckling me. So like, it's your show. You invited me, and then they started heckling me.
Are we allowed
like,
to
is
say
that
on,
really?
Yeah, some people are dicks, bro.
But I just felt weird. I'm like, okay, well, you invited me to come and do 5 minutes. I'm not getting paid. I'm just here. I'm lank famous.
Was
I'm bringing extra four people to your cold room.
Four
there was no
people.
One there. They were all comedians.
And was it his?
I must admit that it was his show. But I must admit the brotherhood. At the comedians hanging around, that's like it.
Yeah, but
you'll end up writing a show there, you'll end up meeting with someone saying, let's collaborate on something.
And that particular guy you're speaking of, he's a dick.
So who was on the show today? Richelieu Benoit.
Richelieu Benoit.
Spell your name for us.
It's R-I-C-H-E-L-I-E-U. That's vowels and synonyms and acronyms. And
that's it.
And the Benoit is my surname, which is B-E-A-U-N-O-I-R.
Yeah. School must have been fucking hectic.
Dude.
Just you know generally filling in forms.
Yeah, but I could write by the time I got to school for the same reason. Because everybody in my family's names were like Travis and stuff. And
that's easy.
Yeah, and then I was
Travis,
like...
Travis, Lyle, Kyle. Yeah, can I guess your whole family's
Marcel.
Name? I'm trying to think of like Durban Colour Ducks.
You know, weird though. My whole family has weird names. Because my brother's name is Thelonious. My cousin's name is...
That's not a name. What is that?
Thelonious.
Thelonious.
Oh, Thelonious. He was a jazz...
Jazz musician, yeah.
Just or something.
He's a pianist.
Pianist, okay.
Yeah, then there's other cousins, Bramwell, other cousins, Auden. So we don't.
I've never heard those names before,
I know.
So they are quite unique. Auden.
Auden, A-U-D-E-N.
That's quite dope.
I've heard of Auden,
I
but
like
that's cool, man. Those are lekker.
That's a dope name,
proper.
Yeah.
There's not one Marcel in my whole family.
There's no Marcel in my family either.
There's no Juwans.
Juwans.
There's a.
But in a weird.
I'm trying to think of that chick's name from Napoleon Dynamite. Tawanda.
Oh, yeah, LaFlanda.
LaFlanda.
Things are getting pretty serious.
Do you connect with Napoleon Dynamite a lot?
I don't connect at all. Yeah. I went to Mauritius, right?
Yep.
And you know it's
not for comedy holiday.
Just for chilling. You go there and work.
It's the other one. Seychelles.
Oh, you go to Seychelles. So
but I did see a throwback Thursday of you and your kid on the beach.
Oh, yeah.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what this? You know, it's almost like you feel like a comedian didn't tell you he was going away.
for
instance, Eric. Like when you see, there's the guy, hey, big up to my homies at the cocktail bar. Yeah. I'm in Mexico. You didn't tell us you were going.
And that was in Durban.
Tell us you're going away. So you went to Mauritius.
I went to Mauritius. But the thing is, because Mauritius is a French colony, and they see, because now when you get to the breakfast thing you get to the door, then you're like, I'm in room 2, 3, whatever. Then they see your name there, Sir Trish Lubonwa. Then they're like, ah, oh, it's a French guy.
Your brother. Oh, shit.
The entire time.
Oh, no, they're speaking French.
Yeah. And I'm just going with it. Because I'm just saying this. I sit down and they come and go, but you, Mr. Bonwa. Whatever.
I'm like, so you said he eats a weird crab stick on a shoe.
And my wife was like, what? I'm like, I'll just have two, just tea. Okay, then he leaves and he comes back.
Because tea is French.
Yeah. But like the whole time, bro. Like the whole time. Oh, like it was nonstop.
Like, that must be like the worst thing. You gotta phone your mom and say, this name's been cool up till today.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm 30 years old. That must just gone fucked up my life.
Yeah.
But I just had to eat pea soup with it.
Yeah,
with
but
rice.
My family are from Mauritius, though. That's where my ancestry is from. Okay. That's why we have a French surname.
So you're gonna get some land there, right?
That's what I was actually there for.
That's a win.
I'd like this land, please.
Yeah. But it's a lot of sugarcane. I was like,
The whole world's got to have a cleanup of colonial vibes. I was watching an Angolan also documentary about them, and then Mozambique guys speak Portuguese. You're like, speak Mozambican. No, we speak Portuguese. So their whole culture's gone. Yeah, what does a Mozambican man sound like?
A Portuguese.
No, it shouldn't.
No, but before they were Portuguese.
They went before, the Basutoland moving up northwards, and then those people moving southwards, and then these guys just came from the sea. Because, oh, we're in charge now.
You're Portuguese now.
Portuguese.
We have a ship.
You like Piri?
Yeah, that's it. So that's the whole Portuguese culture in 2 words.
Angola as well, also with Brazilian colonial.
But you see, the problem, I found Mauritius weird because it doesn't belong to anybody. It's
still being raped by many cultures.
Yeah, so there's Indian people are trying to do their thing there, and then there's French, and it's just very
most
strange.
Of the shirt you're wearing now probably comes from Mauritius.
The Vans. Yes, I bought Versace clothing there.
Sure.
Because there's a Versace factory. Sure.
How's it spelt? Okay.
It's spelt in French.
Cool.
That is very dope.
So you went to Mauritius on holiday, no comedy?
No comedy at all.
Kurt was in Thailand recently, and he got hold of Kurt Schoonrad, he got hold of Coven.
Oh yeah, Coven did a mad tour there.
Oh, it's crazy. Coven for me has his was like zero fear of what it is that we do.
Yeah.
It's like and the ultimate. So Take Trevor went there, got a lot of momentum behind him. Yeah. What I find with Coven is he is the momentum.
He's got everything in his pockets.
Everything there. It's like, how's it like to? I'd like to do this. His YouTube stuff is stellar. He's got a massive amount of stuff on YouTube.
Yeah,
that you can see.
But he also looks like he doesn't care. Yeah, like he's just like, I'm in Bangkok now.
Yeah,
playing to.
For me, like, I would be. I have that fear of arriving in Dubai and they go, "Where's your papers?"
But he actually,
but I'm a comedian. No, but you're not supposed to be here. Like, those idiots that went to China. I'm gonna say idiots. But they were. They didn't deal with it with one single South African side of anything. They got their tickets. The guy said, come, we opened a school in China. You guys come teach. 28 people, humans, teachers who have studied teaching at university got onto a plane and went to China.
And
we had to get them back. Now, it was a big international incident. We had to fly them back, 5 people at a time, in groups of 3 minus 2.
Right.
Quick maths. Right. So they weren't allowed to go there. They didn't have work permits. They had student visas. So they're not allowed to go and teach.
You can actually
China.
Do that on the internet. You didn't have to fly all the way there.
No, for sure. You can get a visa, but it just seems weird. Like, were you going to teach them? This is how you fly internationally with
I'm saying you can teach Chinese English with the laptop.
Because they made the laptop.
Because I read an article of the test, the 10 biggest side hustles in South Africa. And the number 3 one was teaching English online. So you commit like 3 hours of your day, whatever, then you get like $150 an hour or something.
Oh, and are you FaceTiming a Chinese person, a little kid?
Yeah, yeah, I know people personally, know people that do that.
What do you say to them?
What didn't you want?
Pen.
Hurrah.
You can't remember how you learned English, but it's death.
Like that. Basically, like that.
Really? Oh, accents freak me out. I think about American. There was a film, it was a Western, and the guy went very accurate to how Western accents were in the 1700s. A Western. So it would have been.
Yeah, didn't know spaghetti.
Just remember a lot of times, like that. But those weren't too accurate enough, and they were still actors just doing their accents. They went and looked at the accents, said, where would it come from? If they landed from York in England and then landed here, your accent doesn't change in a sort of 3-month boat trip.
Yeah,
and yet Americans have a completely new accent. So it was very much influenced by the Native American Indians.
Right.
Because they would roll their R's like that and they would say their words like Americans do because that's how they spoke. Because then these people from London and York and all these places hated the Queen so much that they started their own accents because they said we refuse to speak like that. We're no longer speaking
like
the Queen.
Is that why they speak so shit?
They hate it. There was. I mean, that declaration, was, they would have got killed because they're basically saying to the Queen, you don't exist.
Is the end product the English?
The accent.
Accent,
the American
right now.
Accent.
Oh, the American accent. Oh. And then the Australian accent is...
Oh, no, that's just... I don't know.
Drunk. Do you know that their accent is comes from drunk... It's actually a drunk English accent. Because what the English would do is they would send all their criminals and prisoners to Australia.
So they just get pissed.
And they would all get drunk. And so they invented a new death of a drunk English person, essentially.
See, that's why the Tower of Babel never worked. In the Bible. Ryan.
Wow.
Shit, I don't know.
How are you? By the way, yeah, we're supposed to do a comedy news and things, but it never really works.
No.
What is the comedy news, though? What happened in the world of comedy?
Eric went to fucking East London.
that's the latest.
Who does that gig, Ryan? Who is in charge
of
it?
I don't see.
You don't know?
No, I just know it's Laz, Robbie, Eric. I saw on the Instagram.
But they're doing
Shireen.
Oh, yeah, that was East London.
Shireen?
Shireen. That was East London, though.
And then the other one's Queenstown.
Yeah.
And I suppose it makes sense because that is kind of that... on the way to Grahamstown. So a lot of the comedians who are going to Grahamstown ended up in that car.
They ended up in East London because I saw Angel and people from Cape Town were there as well.
Angel, Laz.
Yeah, so they just drove through East London, though.
Mojack.
Mojack's around in... I spoke to Mojack yesterday. He's in Joburg.
Is it?
Yeah, he's just naming...
I'm just naming people. Then then who was the other guy?
Yeah, don't worry about it. Don't let it worry you too much.
It's worrying you now.
Don't you have your Instagram on your phone? You can open it up.
I can't
right
just
now.
Open it onto Laz. Hey, it's to Mitzi, to Chichi, to Nitsi.
Oh, Titi's in Cape Town.
Titi, who?
Loisa?
No.
Nope.
Loisa is going. He's by himself. He was moaning that he's going by himself. He doesn't have any friends.
It's Tats.
Tats. Ta-da!
There you go. That's
oh, was Tats the person?
Woo! Yeah, okay. That's him.
All right, so relief. On with the show.
Now we can all rest easy.
No, but that's frustrating because I'm old. And I'm forgetting shit. I'm forgetting my jokes. You know when you have like disses of audience members? And then you think of the thing and you're like, did I say that or did I think that?
I'm still at home. Shit, I'm late for the show.
I'm crapping my pants. Have you done the East London gig?
I have done it. So I did it last month, actually.
How was it?
It's dope. I actually drove
did you
from
have people.
Yes, we did.
You drove to East London from
no,
here.
I'm saying we drove. I drove from Queenstown the same that weekend when those axes died. Did you remember that? It was like three famous local musicians or something.
Really?
They died on the M what one whatever it is from Queenstown.
See, that's news.
So I drove literally the night before, bro, from Queenstown to East London because we were not asleep. They wanted to get back to East London and then fly out, and it was treacherous, bro. It's like. Have you ever?
You mean the roads or rain or
the roads, the trucks, the lack of lighting?
I find that weird. Like they talk about the death toll at Easter and Christmas, and everything, and yet you can't fix the basic stuff.
Yeah,
like just have some lights.
I think because people, you shouldn't eat and drive. Because people say,
don't
drink and drive, and don't phone and drive. I think you shouldn't eat and drive because that's what makes you mad tired. You must try this. Have a biryani, full biryani.
Just
have a side of whatever.
As you do.
And then
I'm thinking steers. You went straight to
biryani. No, steers are too entry level.
You're cultural on me.
Yeah, you have a glass of Coke.
I don't like steers because if you eat it in your lap, you put it here, right? So you got the burger.
Yeah.
The steers burger is too gooey.
It is.
It's not like a messy burger. It's not like a Big Mac or a...
Mac, you can actually fold it and it'll go back to its normal shape.
Yeah.
But steers is real. So there's the lettuce and causes a frictionless... motion between the lettuce and the tomatoes, so it slides off.
Yeah.
So if you, as you pick up the burger, whatever you're gonna get, you get some burger. You don't get the full range.
No, you don't.
But so, I don't.
And then,
I don't.
And then also, as you put it back, the polystyrene box closes slowly while you're eating. So you want to put it back. Now you got to put your pinky like this in the polystyrene, put it back while you're driving.
No, but the thing is,
then you lick the bottom of your hand. Oh, fuck.
I don't do steers that often, though. I don't even have a steers story. I don't eat steers that often.
I use them as a name, but it could have been any other burger. KFC. The zinger stays together.
Yeah,
because it's just chicken.
Wimpy also
keeps
in the middle.
Together. Kind of it's a bit saucy though.
Yeah, it's in the middle.
Does drip, but if you open the box, you got to tear off the top because it will also close on
that's
you.
That's full commitment there.
Yeah. Then I put the chips in the
other
side to balance it.
It's obvious.
And then I eat over the chips, so some of the sauce drips onto the chips.
Oh, you are a brilliant eater.
Yes, Dave.
So what I'm saying is, have a plate of biryani.
You shouldn't be eating off a plate while you're driving.
Have you got your serviette tucked into your shirt like this? Hello, officer.
Hello, Mr. Benoit.
Monsieur le Déjeuner.
Don't start driving.
Do you want your regular shoe with the rice?
Yeah.
So don't
eat. Don't drive. Eat first before you drive. I'm just saying, as an experiment.
And shit first.
You can keep your cock
for halfway. No, I can't have people that don't. I mean, I have a kid, so we drive to Durban quite often.
So where do you stop? You stop in
Cape Town. We stop at Windmill. We stop in Harry Smith.
How many times does he shit?
He doesn't. I don't know what he does. I don't question him on what he does, but I know that bladder doesn't last.
He's taking advantage of you.
Yeah. An hour, bro. That's max. But I've stopped putting, like, we'll have a little snack drawer in the car, and he's got Powerades and Cokes and things there. He's got his iPad and he's jawling, and then he looks up from the iPad. Dad, I need a wee. And when a kid says they need a wee, the wee's already at the entrance, like this, looking out.
It's now.
But at least you can stop on the side of the road, but I don't think it's safe.
It is safe.
Not with those trucks, man.
Oh, yeah, but they have little lay-bys.
No, you can kind of sort of pull over.
Yeah, I'd like those picnic-y.
And I think a kid peeing on the side of the road is cute, but a grown man, and why face the oncoming traffic? I've always wondered about that.
I always wonder, why is there seven guys pissing on the road at the same
time? They've all timed it exactly the same. And how do they all fit in that mini?
Well, after that, we drove from, same thing, because drinking and driving, because now we had a driver, he does, obviously not drinking, but we had beers, which is a bad choice, and we... So, like, what would happen is...
There's no rule that you're not even allowed. You're not even allowed to drink in the car.
Yeah, because you shouldn't have open alcohol, right? But this was in the 90s. You didn't care.
7 o'clock.
Yeah.
This was in the 1900s.
It was a dark and stormy night.
It was half past 7.
But what would happen is when you drink beer, well, anything, in fact, when you pee once, you want to pee like 20 minutes later.
Break the seal.
Break the seal, they call it in white circles. And
what do they call it in colored circles?
Vying to eat a puss.
No,
I'm vying to hit the puss.
Vying to hit a puss, bro.
I called it a slash once, and the lady didn't understand.
No, that's pretty universal. Yeah.
A slash.
Squeezing the lemon.
Oh, whatever.
Draining the main vein.
Jeepers.
Squashing the lizard. What is it?
Squeeze.
Draining. That's draining the lizard.
Strangle the lizard.
Straining.
Drain the lizard?
Strangling sounds a bit like whacking it off.
Is it?
Yeah. Don't do that. I mean, do that, but not at the side of the road.
Okay. All right. Cool. But what would happen is now, because the first guy would pee, then we all jump out and not want to pee. Then the next guy, like, immediately afterwards, like, yo, bro, also pee. Then, like, there's a rule that we're like, okay, cool. The only time you're going to stop this car
more than one
is when everybody in this car.
And that's how seven guys end up on it. It is. Guys make stupid rules if they have any. The next guy to do this. Like the buffalo thing when you're a kid.
Oh, God, that's so stupid.
You don't drink with your left hand. Did you ever drink alcohol, Ryan? Were you always a healthy guy?
Yeah, I stopped because I drank too much.
Oh, really? Did your personality change?
No, you know what?
Were
wasn't
you better
so much
as a drunk person? Because, like, you're quite boring now.
I was, actually. It was when I stopped drinking that I was shitty.
Is it?
Yeah.
For a bit?
No, for like a week. I was fucking depressed if I drank.
But when you did drink, you were depressed?
Afterwards.
Drink's supposed to make you fun.
Oh.
No, man.
The next day.
The next day. Like, my Sunday blues were a week. Yeah.
So you have that, like, loser complex where you miss a meeting and then you phone someone and then you miss another meeting. And then your to-do list doesn't even get done.
Yeah.
Fuck, I'm like that as a sober person.
You're a sober person, Dave?
No, last night I had some monkey shoulder, but I consider someone called Dean Martin who said, I don't drink alcohol, I drink distilled spirits. So I'm not an alcoholic, I'm spiritual.
So are you spiritual, Dave?
I was spiritual last night. Nice. But it also, as you say, I wasn't celebrating. It was like, I need to just
forget.
Have this forget the day.
But the thing is, like, they'd always, like, when you watch a movie or anything, they always had, like, or like the
would
old
like
school, people would always walk in.
During
there'd
the
always
day.
Be a, yeah, there's always like a decanted brandy on
like
the table.
Thing.
Yeah.
With two guys, would you like
and
a,
nobody ever has
like
ice. Nobody has dash.
No, they just drink
even like
meat
a little
and
bit
warm.
Of, can I have some soda water?
Yeah.
Like a bit of lemon.
Yeah. Coke,
but just
to
two
mix
blocks
it.
Of ice and a brandy.
That's I'm actually, that's what I'm aspiring to. I'm aspiring to that life. I'm like, I want to have
But you know, it's expensive. The life isn't, obviously, if you're rich enough, you have that life already. But you got to buy a gown.
No, but I'm saying, and you have to drink your whiskey without.
That's how you save money.
Yes, but it takes
spend
you
a
long.
$1,000 on this whiskey. Well, that's why I couldn't afford soda water.
Yeah, and it takes you long to drink it. I've tried it because I like pour myself like a tot
just
of whiskey,
it. Just
and it's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, have you guys watched Mad Men? You ever watched the series Mad Men?
Yeah, it was.
They always drank like meetings 11 o'clock in the morning. They're pouring whiskeys and smoking in the offices.
Yeah. What's that teaching the kids?
But also, how do you have like three whiskeys at an 11 o'clock meeting in the morning and then be like, productive?
Be creative, man.
Like that's why I would take it all the way back to the Wild West. I think that was the perfect time because
you needed, firstly, you're going to die.
Uber horse.
Yes,
yeah. Because you just get outside and take the horse. You didn't have to drive it home. You just tie yourself on and it'll find its way home.
Uber.
Secondly, you would just drink out the bottle. You just you go to the boy, like, give me a bottle of brandy. Sure. You just take it right like that and just
Well, they still do that now. Cause bottles are like the thing.
And you swig it.
But you don't swig it out of the... You sit down normal.
But you pour it. Yeah, but I'm saying they would just swig
it. There's alcohol and
they'd
comedy.
They'd smash the glass on the floor. Start swigging the bottle. The bomber's like, bruh.
You got glasses.
Are you breaking shit?
I was in a movie and they had those glasses made out of the guy's job is to take he takes sugar and he makes it into a blend with like a resin and he makes bottles.
That's like a smash it your head.
So it's Tamaleki bottles.
How much you what?
Tamaleki. You know Tamaleki?
David and I were both like, oh, what is this new word we're about to learn?
Are we learning some kind of slang?
It's not actually slang. It's basically, you'd buy it in, it is melted, well, what I can remember it to be. It's melted sugar and they put like nuts and stuff inside there. So it's
in
almost like what you'd get on a peanut brittle. No, it's lit when you buy it, it's like a little. Okay. So they put it into like a, I don't know, baking tray. So like the muffin tray. So it'd be like a disc.
No, I know
of
what you, I know what you're saying. I did not have that name.
Oh, no, we did. We used to make toffee at home.
Yeah.
Like come toffee from apple, school, like toffee apple.
Without the apple.
Take sugar. Well, and basically, else.
I think that's what Tamaleki used
just
to
heat
be.
It up.
Yeah, Tamaleki.
Put something else. We put bicarb in there to make it bubbly.
Oh, really?
Maybe.
Put egg, well, they'd put nuts in there. So nuts was like the thing. So you'd get to a piece of nuts and like, whoa.
Hashtag luxurious.
Yeah. More rotten teeth. More rotten teeth.
Did you make sherbet? We made sherbet. We made
how do you
toffee.
Make sherbet?
Sherbet's also bicarb, one of those fizzy things, and icing sugar and color.
Oh.
Color. Powder,
no
color.
Flavor.
There's no flavors, bicarb and baking powder. No, you could add the flavors.
You could brush your teeth with that shit.
You could grind some cinnamon in there. No, you're jeepers. I just realized now, Oros, all those poor things coming back. I'm crying now.
Oros,
make your own sherbet.
But if you had Oros, you were very privileged because we used to have other one, the Sweeto.
Sweeto.
In a packet.
You can make like 5 gallons of juice out of that little
bottle. But it had
no
taste.
It looked like pure cancer. Just like pure cancer.
Didn't it
like
burn your throat as it came down?
Yeah. If you sip that undiluted, you'll die. It'll burn a hole all the way down.
And you never tried it. Did you ever try and sip it?
No, dog.
You can't. It's too scary. It's like, it's Sweeto.
Yeah. You're trying to make it all gangster by saying dog.
I'm trying to be cool.
Even the dog wouldn't drink it.
No, that stuff is dangerous.
That's funny.
Richelieu.
Yeah, man.
Where did you grow up? Durban.
I grew up in Durban. Newlands East, specifically in Durban.
Is that a cool area? Or is it when I say family area, people went to school, there's a park where they played.
There were several
parks.
It was
like a crazy proper gangsters driving in low golfs, just with their music blaring.
They do that?
Yeah, come here. You come here. Got a light. I always wonder why gangsters ask kids if they've got a light.
Nobody talks like that in Durban.
No, I'm just. I'm in a movie.
Oh, okay, but in Durban, yeah, that's the normal. That was the normal thing. Like people would ask you for two rand was the thing, 50 cents or 2 rand. Well, it's just a gateway to get you to them. You know what I mean?
That's so, right. What's the time? I like your shoes.
What size are those?
Yes.
Can I try them on? Let me see your hat. Are those Ray-Bans? Like that. Those are all the questions I had like over time in my life.
It's
like
a shopping center.
Like you're walking by, like, oh, where you come from, bro?
Because I kind of drove through an area yesterday to have my exhaust fixed on my car.
In a store or one of those guys?
No, it was kind of one of those. It's the highway and then there's a fence and then there's a whole lot of shops. But you can never know how to get to those shops because there's an exhaust place and a thing.
Okay, so it's a proper establishment.
But you can't get there. So you're on the highway, you're like, how do you get there? And I found out how to get there.
Yeah.
It was obviously a cool area back in the day and now it's kind of gone into a bit of... But people are still in their gardens working. There was no like... Overtly, this place is shit. The people are doing their gardens. Kids are playing in the park at school holidays. It's just, you can just see that the walls haven't been painted for a while. Just something's wrong. Like there's something wrong.
They lost
They lost some luster.
That's. But you know when you go into a section, you don't know how hardcore it is until you walk through.
No, it's all hidden. Yes. Driving through is probably the easiest way to go.
It's nice. This I always go through.
So when you're an estate agent, people say, can we get out and walk? Are you mad? Yeah. We're just going to show you the house at this speed. Yeah. 40 is good.
Now we need to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. But like walking through a place will teach you a lot about that place. But I found
I like to be alive.
Yeah. But like growing up in the kind of situations where I did, it kind of equips you for life where... when people walk up to you, you cannot panic, number one, and negotiate your way out.
Literally teaches you streetwise. So that's where streetwise comes from.
The opposite of my current existence.
What is yours?
Just panic if someone walks towards me. Yeah.
But you're a big oak, man. People panic around you. But I'm scared of you.
It's worse to be the big guy.
Oh, because they take him out first.
They're like, oh, is it the big guy first? Oh. Like,
I got that wrong at the strip club. I thought it was always hit the big stripper first, and then I got thrown out. So yeah, I got a message from Alfred Adrian. Alfred Adrian's doing a show at the proper, like a theater.
Peter
Tureen, Market, the one to casino theater.
Did he send you a message now?
No, I sent him a message. Like you on, I heard him on 5FM. I heard him on.
Oh, was he on Gareth Cliff?
On Highfelt.
Yeah,
he's on Gareth Cliff show.
Yeah,
I think
he was.
And I'm like, so this is a comedy podcast. I know it isn't funny sometimes.
Yeah.
Last
That's
week
not
we
the
got
point.
Fucking serious.
That's
man.
Not the point.
Robbie Collins was dropping deep stuff.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I was listening in.
was it deep, Rishi?
It wasn't shallow end.
Okay.
It was in the middle. Yeah.
But it's informative.
You know what, when you said at the end there, you said as a young comic, you just learned a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah, I did.
That we assume that you would know. So when he's saying, do your time, do the things. So
young
comics are coming on there and what must I do? You do 5 minutes. Do funny 3 minutes.
Yeah.
No, I also belong to that committee of telling guys, because what happens is when you start doing comedy, everybody wants to always do new jokes. This is what I find by watching comics. They always want to do new jokes. So like a new comic specifically. Like you don't wouldn't care. You would go and try 2 new jokes. It doesn't work.
Yes, because you've got the trampoline and you've got a net. It's a big difference.
You'll keep mixing it up. Whatever happens. But then, and you don't feel bad if you have to do an old joke. But then what happens is new comics are like, yeah, but I did it last week. I'm like, yeah, but that's...
Something opened up for me when someone said a quote by Jerry Seinfeld. Said, how arrogant are you that everyone's heard that joke? How arrogant are you that the whole world has heard that joke? I will do that joke again because it's an audience that's come in to see me do the thing that they saw me do.
Yeah.
Like Britney Spears, if she went on stage and you paid money and she didn't sing Hit Me Baby One More Time, you'd be upset.
Because I'd be upset if I found myself at a Britney Spears concert.
In general.
I'd just be fully upset.
But she's not coming to Durban anyway, man, so relax.
Oh, thank goodness.
But that's how it is when you're a young comic. Like,
but where does that pressure come from? The pressure should be getting a set.
Mm.
Yeah, I think it's that's just...
I grew up on that side.
Weird. My first gig I ever did, I was the host. And for the first 2 years, I only ever hosted. So I would do a new hour every month. So that was what I was used to. I never... like wouldn't do the same
kind of messes. You got to mix it up. I was hosting as well at Parker's for 4 years, so I was the resident host there. It's Friday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, then
every
Sundays
week
as
for
well.
4 years.
So no, it was on and off for a month or two. Changed it up. But I did a lot of hosting, and it messed up my comedy set when I had to do corporate.
Because you can't
because the corporate wants you booked for 20 minutes after dinner.
Yeah.
So you have to have an intro. Hey everyone, I'm funny. Boom, boom, ba. And leave on a high note.
Yeah.
Whereas hosting, you're so mellow.
Yeah.
What's happening? Who are you? These are the rules. This is the tequila
it's
price.
It's hard to change gears, eh?
Yeah, you're telling them the prices of the stuff. You're saying the specials. You're doing that giveaway, the birthdays. There's no comedy in that. You're basically being the control of the evening.
Yeah.
And you're sprinkling a bit of comedy in there. You're getting the audience people out for the acts. And you're very much in charge.
Yeah. And
you do an internal burp now.
No, it didn't come out yet.
I once tried to hide one of those internal yawns where someone is doing something. I was just really tired. And I yawned inside my whole body. I tried to yawn inside
and then it's
very noticeable. Did you just yawn?
Oh, Dave, did
but
the
it sometimes voice? Make that squeaking sound. Like,
Rich is leaking.
Like I also realized I'm getting old because I went to buy a newspaper. Which
that's it. Finish this. Full stop.
Thank you for. So yeah, this is not.
This was not for what you think it was for. Newspaper.
We're well, trying to ripen
cleans your windows. Oh. Yeah, I was actually. I have a little thing about pears. I always buy my pears slightly hard, and then I wrap them in newspaper.
You should do that with every.
And then every time you open a pear, you think it's a present.
Jude's like, every day's present day.
What is this? What is in your dad? Open your present, my boy.
Yeah, every day's Christmas.
Also,
yeah.
Eat your pear. No, newspaper cleans windows nicely. If you put your window in and you put the window.
Yeah, but it scratches your window. You should actually
it
use
it. Doesn't actually.
Wipes.
It has no wet wipes. No, they not have a gel on them.
Dry wipes, sorry. I meant the hand towels. Oh, if you're using window lean, then you don't need newspaper.
Yeah. Well, let's
you just how do you know this?
I'm a professional at cleaning stuff, bro.
So no, I just my shower has sort of from soap. It looks like it's soap, but it's probably mixed with a bit of dirt. So the only
in
thing
inverted
that came
commas,
off was semen.
I was waiting for that.
I drew a happy face.
Come on.
You need Mr. Muscle, bro.
I wrap my pair. Mr. Muscle?
Yeah.
That's the name of my left arm.
Yeah, you need Mr.
So you think Mr. Muscle does. But the newspaper did
it's
clean it.
It's 4 grams.
Because it doesn't leave any
residue.
Grain. It's just like a cloth seems to leave stuff behind. Like, I'll be the cloth.
No, the right cloth. You need the right cloth.
Yeah. You need a microfiber cloth.
That's
microfiber
the one, microfiber.
You need,
yeah.
Let's talk about this. I don't have a maid. So
hand towels. We don't want to say
Carlton roller towel.
Mate, that's the perfect. That's the perfect window wiper.
That's expensive though.
But
huh?
paper.
But I felt a newspaper. I also learnt while I was cleaning.
It scratches glass. Like if you.
It was the Bedford View Edenville News. It's just fucking death and horribleness.
Yeah.
I've never seen a newspaper be so. The middle part's quite cool, where it says life is good and you can learn stuff. But the
and
first 10 pages.
Buy a fridge from Game.
Just people of bad potholes. Yeah. Anger, robbery.
That's a local community. There's a community paper. There's
Caxton.
Always it's always the same story. It's a pothole. There's a lost dog. There's a burglary.
Someone in a burglary, and someone's not happy about something.
Yeah, it's about
and
the
they write
dog.
To the newspaper.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. And they're very.
When last have you ever written to a newspaper?
Not lately. I actually wrote an article. I wrote an article for the paper once, a couple of times. I used to read
Do you write in your accent that you have now?
Yeah, you should read everything I ever write. Should be read in this exact accent.
I'm reading the newspaper.
So what did you write for these newspapers?
So I used to go to soccer all the time. So like I watch local football. So I used to go to the stadium on a Wednesday and on a Saturday.
In Durban or Joburg?
In Jersey. So I'd go like to the Calabash, oh. And I'd go to Johannesburg Stadium, Ellis Park, I'd go
you
to
Victoria.
You had
like a ticket, you stood in the queue,
yeah,
in.
I do it all the time.
Well then we're going, let's go with.
I know. So
I enjoy football.
I mean, Chris Forrest is on, I got Chris Forrest on for this. Well, the season's over at the moment, so as soon as...
That's important to know.
Yeah. As soon as the season's back on, we're going to...
That's PSL, eh?
The PSL.
Okay,
I love the PSL. So I was at the game so often, I would read the write-ups on Monday, then I'd...
That's
to the paper.
That's not
said,
what happened.
Can I write some articles for you guys?
And that's how I got into comedy. I watched comedians on stage one night and then I just looked and said, this can't be.
What is
why are you laughing at this? And then the one guy said, well, if you're so funny, why don't you go up there?
And you proved him wrong.
All righty then.
Wrong.
And I went,
right, wrong.
Proved him. Well,
this is a true story.
I was going to become a comedian. But they what? They're not laughing now. People laughed at me.
When I said
now.
I was
going. But no, it was like that.
You should surprise
it's
me.
Exactly like that. That's
yeah,
how it
so happened. So I wrote into them. Firstly, I sent him an email, and then because I used to work in IT department, so I had email, and I sent him an email.
All right.
And then they
just a fancy.
This is back in
fancy.
The
80s.
This is 98. Yeah, 99.
Yeah, to have email, to have an email address at work was big thing.
Oh, sorry, because
you
for
straight
granted,
away you could just
yeah.
email all your memes to all your friends. The first, if someone gets a job back in those days in the 90s, the first 20 emails you got were just. Those funny memes.
For days, bro. And jokes.
Funny, funny. And then there was all of a sudden it stopped. It's like, Jason has been called into the office. You were using up his. In those days, your server was like, it could only hold 8 gigs.
Yeah.
So you couldn't jam it.
And the boss could read all your emails. So like, he'd sit in his office and be like, hey, are you applying for another job? I was like, why would I do that? I love this place.
Look at this
Andre?
Email, Rishlu. Look at this
I
email.
I know you love this place.
What
my
is
name's
this?
Not Andre.
What does it say? Fuck this place and fuck my boss. Look, it's right here in your email.
And then you say to him, please don't print that out. We're saving paper in the office. And that's how you saved your job.
Actually, it was not that
we had that rule that we all had, no one had to, you couldn't go to the toilet more than 3 times during the day because a lot of people were going to the toilet a lot
and doing
and
what?
Smoking and just not being at their desk.
Yeah,
but I was
so
in a lot in
three
our
times.
Office, you could smoke
what
right where we were sitting, like you literally had an ashtray yes, next to your computer.
I do remember some of my jobs where you could drink right where you're sitting.
That was me as well.
Comedy,
do it better. we had an English.
Do you miss office?
No, not at all.
What was the job?
What I did software support at we had stores. So what we do is the stores were running obviously a point of sale system. So there's like a couple of 100 stores, 200 or whatever.
Yeah.
And then every time they had a software issue, I could dial into the machine using the modem and checked your settings, checked your hardware, whatever. If the hardware failed, then we'd send a technician out. Then okay. hardware
that seems very, very complicated. And
this is very simple, very simple. And then at 4 o'clock on a Friday or any of the days, the bar would open, and then you could go to the bar and grab yourself a whiskey. And because they had an English boss who, if there was less than three
from
cases
England.
Of whiskey in the bar, then somebody would get into trouble.
Less than three cases.
Yeah, he was an alcoholic.
What type of whiskey?
Yeah, he had a problem.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, there was Jameson. It was always like he had two cases of Jameson, was like standard, and then some other high end one, and then some low end ones, beers. Like a normal full blown bar was like right next door. So like at 3 o'clock, past three, when everybody gets up.
So if
and
you have
leaves,
a software issue after four or five ish, you're like,
I'll switch it on and off again.
Yeah, reboot your modem.
Take a SCSI cable and blow it.
No, but it was a crazy life because those people that are working in the stores, those stores that are out like in Aitutua and in Rin and Skukuza and those places, they don't know about computers. Like they literally washed their keyboard. Like I woke up this morning, like there's nothing happening. I'm like, why? Okay, go to the wall. No, you do all like the hardware, normal step by step things.
Not thinking maybe they washed the keyboard. That's the last one.
I must be honest, I did clean my keyboard as well.
Yeah.
And what's a good thing to clean your keyboard with,
Rishi? Alcohol.
Alcohol. Seems that's the solution of everything.
not a bottle of whiskey. I'm talking about like the alcohol that you get, like
real alcohol from the chemist.
Yeah.
Okay, and then what do you put it onto?
What they call it in America? We call it an earbud.
Oh yes,
they call it acoustic.
Q-tips.
Yes. Let me tell you what. One guy phones. He says, "Morning, sir. My computer is dark." So I said, "Okay, cool.
Dark.
What I needed to do is firstly check the plug, whatever. He's like, nothing." So I said, okay, maybe there's no power. So I said, is your computer on? Because there's a side, there's this button to remove them.
Yeah.
It'll go dim or bright. You know, you need to fiddle. Oh, yeah. He's fiddling. I can hear him fiddling. And he picks the phone up. He's like, still nothing. And I'm like, hey, maybe check your plugs. I'm like, go and find a kettle or something.
Yeah.
Push your kettle in there by your plug and put the kettle on. I hear him fiddling. Puts it in. He's like, no, nothing. I'm like, eh. So I said, hey. Are the lights on? He's like, no, there's no lights. I'm like, how? I'm like, what do you expect to happen, bro?
Was he embarrassed after that?
No, I didn't care. He's like, so I'm like, wait for the lights. When they come back on,
but then your computer then will come back on. Because the computer also runs on electricity.
Okay, then he just puts it down. Like, that was our daily life. Oh, like, trying to.
You have wonder you had to be drunk.
Drink, yeah.
You have to teach people every day. Like, you wash these keyboards in a bucket of water.
Do you think that's changed? Do you think people are more computer savvy now?
Yeah, but I think phones or kind of little computers in your hand.
When I'm in Modafontein, there's a construction site, and when I drove past at lunchtime, none of the construction workers are talking to each other. They're all sitting
on their phones.
They've got their lunch and they're doing their thing.
It was shocking that they're not
all on their phones.
All sleeping.
Yeah. Now that's for when it's time to work.
Oh, that's really good.
They don't sleep
wake
on
up
your
for
brain.
Wake up and eat.
Yeah. But that's just quite interesting because that would be a massive jolt in your system if I time traveled you 10 years ago and I said, come see a construction site. You'd be like, everyone's on their phones.
Yeah. And there's a white guy on site.
there's a white guy in a hard hat.
Yeah.
Working. Phones are the new computers. So there's still that tech support for phones must be the same situation you're in.
I think people are still idiots though. Like they're more tech savvy, but I think like basic like logic escapes people.
It's obvious in their posts on social networks.
Yes.
You're like, these people are idiots.
First thing I told my mom was like, do you know everyone can see this? She goes, oh no, it's only people that are my friends. I'm like, no, they have friends.
Dude, we had Ask Jeeves. Remember Ask Jeeves?
I do remember Ask Jeeves.
And people ask Jeeves like random things. How's Uncle John? I'm like, oh, Jeeves doesn't know that.
Jeeves' reach isn't that wide.
Jeeves was just Google, hey?
Yeah.
But now they've got that other one now, Siri, who does know how Uncle John is.
Yeah.
And then that other, it's even gone even further now, not to Siri, the other one, Alexa. They've now got, she can book stuff for you. She knows what you like. If you're talking to someone, she'll listen in on the conversation.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
It's like the iPhone. So, you know the iPhone has that thing that
iPhone off when I get home.
If you say, hello Siri or something, then it automatically starts listening to what you're about to say. So for example, like my phone is laying here locked. If I'm chatting with you and I say, hello Siri, what time is the soccer this evening? Whatever, then it'll
The season is over.
Yeah. I can't understand what you're saying. Bro.
That's why I sent you all that porn.
But that means that it's listening to everything you say. Do you know what I mean? It's like, if it's listening out for hello
Siri,
she can't
even get the directions right. How can she understand what you're saying? So she'll go, I sent the banana to the manufacturer yesterday of the nincompoop.
But think about the fact of the matter is that everything that Siri does for you, or any command that you give Siri and she generates a reply, that's saved on the Apple database.
Oh, yeah.
So that's for them to develop it. So like that's, she says, how's it?
Hmm.
If you say greet her, she can say how.
Can you fuck her?
So she knows colloquial. You can.
I have. She was disappointed.
Yeah.
I don't know why I asked that now.
Do you need to
and
download?
That's saved on the Apple database. Like,
yeah, this is
Ryan
like,
needs friends.
Ryan fucked Siri.
Yeah, you need to download the app. But
welcome, Gleedy. Come inside. Yeah, come talk to us.
So it collects everything you say so that it can generate requests and replies to everything that people say.
See, that's what you were saying, that the humans are stupid, but the technology is so far advanced that all you really want is the end user just to work your thing. I'm putting my 3 on.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Mark and Lily's joined us. See, you've got a show on this station.
On this station, yes, I do.
What's it called?
It's called The Worst Guys.
I always find that quite negative. Because I want you guys to one day be the best guys.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. It's an ironic name.
Irony.
No, Frederick Nietzsche, seriously, Frederick Nietzsche has a quote that we need to rechristen what is evil in us as the best epochs in our life. So.
Whoa!
Yeah, it's just got you.
This isn't this kind of show.
No, but that's
who Nietzsche. He was German.
Yeah.
German, Russian.
German.
And he said, take the thing that is evil in you, makes you cry.
Rechristen it
as
what is best in us. Yes. Because I think a lot of the times we feel like we are bad people when we do what's just natural to us. You know what I mean?
Sure. It's good to be bad. That's from Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah, that's exactly
that's
the
right.
theme.
Niche
it's good
my
to be
ass.
Bad.
I watch shows. I know things.
Anyway. Listen, but that thing there, I'm sending my kid now to a coding Avicii. Nietzsche.
Yeah.
Nietzsche also said some good things. Yeah, he said some. Those are good things. If you want to teach a whole bunch of people dancing on drugs, you can sneak some philosophy into the mix.
Surely.
You can't say, everybody in this place, put up your hands. Now
yeah,
put on deodorant.
You know,
pay your taxes.
And there's always a line that sticks with you the next day, like when you've been partying hard. Like you've been listening to music the entire night.
I'm not fun,
but it's always that one line, bruh. Oh. For me, it's to be calm down. And it's like, calm down. Come on. Calm down. Come on.
I used to think it says condom.
And then I get home, like,
calm down.
I wake up and be like, calm down. Come on. I'm like, why that song? I hate that shit, bruh.
I hate it. We're going to. Party started, right?
Party started quickly.
I got home. I'm like, that's exactly. You know when you're sitting at the bar and there's always that one dude who arrives. Everyone's got normal beer. We got wine. He arrives with that sours.
Yeah.
That's, we're going to get this party started quickly.
Strawberry lips.
Strawberry lips.
Oh, but strawberry lips is taking people out, bro.
I don't understand.
It's like Savannah Spin, dog. It knocks you out. Yeah. Do you think it's a girl's drink? Man, that shit finishes
I've seen,
you.
In the so last 3 months, I've seen at least 4 guys completely grown ass out. Grown ass, children bearing, bearded, glossed.
Don't let the beard, anyone can grow facial hair. I've seen chicks grow facial hair. That doesn't mean you're strong.
Laying, bro. Like on the strawberry lips, bro. Laying. Like incoherently
so
laying.
So what you're saying is you don't have a Steers burger and then down it like, with strawberry lips in the car.
Do it. Don't drive to Durban afterwards. Drive back to Boxburg.
But even the name, Strawberry Lips, it just sounds so lucky.
Yeah.
It's good.
But does it knock, though, for real? Have you had it?
Well, you shouldn't have like a liter of it.
Well, that's the thing. It tastes like delicious dessert, so you don't treat it like a shot. You're like,
it tastes
I'm invisible.
Like
I'll have a bottle.
Yeah.
I think it's the same with ciders. Like, you think it tastes so nice and juicy. Next thing, you...
Yeah, it's 4%.
Fruit apples.
Yeah. 4% is the same, if not more than some beers.
Okay, so now, hang on. So alcohol... In comedy. Where's your gigs? How you were at a gig? I saw you on a poster.
Oh,
was it Lloyd?
Lloyd?
No,
who's
someone.
Lloyd
did a gig in Melville.
Who's Lloyd?
Not Melville.
Is singing
Parkhurst.
I don't
know. Lloyd. He's got 2 L's. Lloyd. I don't know if you pronounce it.
Lloyd always
L.
has 2 L's, son.
Lloyd.
No.
At the beginning.
Yeah, he's at the end.
Do gigs?
Yeah. We did a show last night. Giovanni's, Ryan's been there.
Yeah.
Was that the one on Main Road?
Yeah. Kind of Main Road and VidCorp, and it was really awesome. We actually tried improv comedy for the first time.
Did you do Starship Improvise?
Something like Upright Citizens Brigade, or just we just play a couple of games. We do monologues. We do scenes from a hat. We ask for questions from the audience, and it went really well. Yeah, cool. Went really, really cool. It's something that I've always needed to work on.
If comedy isn't working, just always play those games.
No, it's just, it helps with...
If nobody laughs, just call it a monologue and leave.
No, but they also have to laugh with the improv.
Marvin Gaye's Family Phone News. You stole that joke from Lucia Benoit. What's the story with joke stealings? Because with the money thing, understand, if Ed Sheeran makes $100 million selling that song, then the Marvin Gaye people are like, hey, it's our song.
They're always
50. But if I do Chris Rock stuff at Full Stop, the only thing I'm doing is making myself look like a doer, because people are going, you're doing
but
Chris
But you know
Rock.
What I found lately in comedy? People don't steal jokes. They steal your ad-libs.
The entire... They're stealing your breaks.
They steal your ad-libs, bro. They steal your breaks. And then they make it into a gag. So like, you be like, and then, whatever gag.
It's
and
a little
then, like,
style thing that
and
you
throw,
have.
You throw away like... What is up with the fat guy? And then you carry on. You're like, hey.
They're stealing
they
your act
like, they think that's not. That's actually your clever bit.
That's
that
right.
You snuck in there. Then they take it and they write a whole
Plus that
story.
Becomes your signature
I've
personality
I've seen it so
thing.
Many times, bro. Like in the last, this, let's call this year. I've seen it so many times.
I think it's a crutch. For a young comic, he's maybe not doing
that's
as well.
That's why I don't invite these
then
people to watch me.
And he goes into Richelieu's. If I'm next time at the box, I'm like, can comedians please leave? That's half the audience.
I'm going to do a full set of ad-libs.
We were talking about before that, break dancing and hip-hop.
Yeah,
hip-hop. You watched that documentary recently?
Yeah, the evolution of hip-hop. The thing is, I'm very closely related to music because I grew up in a house where there was always music playing and my dad liked music. And he taught me like Motown, all the albums from back in the day. I still have his music.
Oh, that's
and nice. So like hip-hop, I listen to hip-hop at the moment. So then I watched that break dancing. So he's talking about stealing, right? And whole the Rapper's Delight, you know Rapper's Delight, so say the hip, hop, the hip, it's the hip. That whole entire concept.
I just typed in Rapper's Delight with one P, so it actually says Rapers.
Rapers Delight. Know that story. And
Sugar
yeah,
Hill
so,
Gang.
They, so this, the Sugar Gang, they weren't even a Sugar Hill Gang, they were just a group of guys who were approached by a music producer
yeah, so
who
like
wanted
in those
to
days,
put it onto
four
vinyl.
Black guys. That's a gang over there.
Resisting arrest.
Yes.
It's
and
definitely
they,
a gang of people in the streets. They are black gentlemen selling crack cocaine to the young children.
You sound very racist.
It's just getting bored.
No, I was a little
That wasn't there. Me. That was how the news was. Yeah.
It's Walter Cronkite. I'm just an interpreter.
And that's the way the world is. The news fall. I'm going to have a cigarette.
I was paraphrasing.
Okay. So, watched the documentary.
Yeah,
and you
so
said
hip-hop,
it had something to do with comedy or not?
Hip-hop. Well, I'm just talking about performing live. So hip-hop, what it was it was performed in rooms to predominantly black people at the beginning. And it was just people dancing to breaks. So breaks are, in every song, there's a break. So what would happen is they would take the breaks of different songs from different genres. Or hip-hop, like there would be like jazz or R&B or soul. They would take the breaks and mix them up. And then people would dance to the breaks. So it's always like... That's what it's always so edgy and so broken up.
And because it was almost like the people in the room knew about it, it didn't have to be fantastically brilliant. It just had to be, this is our stuff.
It was a niche
Don't
thing.
Don't tell anyone.
Exactly what it was. It was underground. Like, and it started growing into a thing where the message started coming through into that. So people were like... They would, basically, hip-hop used to be like, yo, everybody in the house, throw your hand in the air, and there was no message, right? And then some people were watching it like, hey... I don't have any lights at home. There's cockroaches every day. That's why he listens to old school hip hop. He's always like, cockroaches in the kitchen. And it was always like that.
Just
that was
bad,
their life.
Hard times,
And then it started to morph into something else. And then Rapper's Delight, it was just a group of guys that were approached by a record label, right? And then they said no. And they're like, we're going to put this on vinyl because it's blowing up. So they were like, yeah, of course. And they weren't even a group. Then what they did, they stole everybody's ad-libs and made it into a song.
So that's what you're getting to.
That's so clever.
And inside there, there's even lyrics that say, don't let other rappers bite your rhymes, which was a bitten rhyme.
But you've rapped. I've heard you
doing some beats. Yeah, I'm right on top of that.
Wait, but can I ask something with this stealing material thing? Like, a lot of the times I find that no material is original, right?
Not concept or idea, but the style of where you're doing it, that's got to be original.
But like I've kind of stopped watching comedy.
That's a good idea.
I did that too. I only because started watching comedy again now after like
I'll do it if someone suggests something. Say, watch this Dave Chappelle thing. Don't watch what he's saying. Watch the thing that he's doing.
Because you realize like we all have similar ideas, and then when I hear another comedian say, I'm like, shit, I can't do that gag anymore. Meantime, I had the gag in my head as well.
That's it. You can wake up in Springs in the morning and have a cup of coffee and burn your tongue. Guy wakes up in West like somewhere in
Africa.
Somewhere. He also burns it. Now you think, yes, this is funny. I'm using it at the club tonight. Then you both get in your car and you go to the same club. Yeah. That's just serendipity and fate and weirdness.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then, so now don't think that your thing is original, but have your style, man.
Yeah. 100%. And the thing is, for me, I don't believe that you can have the same idea, because that's all you can have the same idea, but you can't have the same gag. Do you know what I mean?
Word for word.
I can't have the exact. This morning I drink the coffee. This morning.
But when you started,
I put two sugars.
When you started, your influences are very.
Did we
strong.
Just become best friends?
I'm like, was he looking through the window? Or
I
like,
put my balls on your drum kit. Did you have an influence? Straight up, when your first comedy you heard, you were like, this is cool. Richard Pryor. Chris Pryor.
Chris Pryor. I had that last week. I'm going to go back to when I grew up. So my dad used to love comedy, my whole family. So I still but have.
You're talking records now.
That records,
with
yes.
With a needle.
I still have them. I have a record. I have a record player, and I have all the vinyls. So it was Red Fox. It was.
Obviously, Bill Cosby. Did you ever listen to Bob Newhart?
Bob Newhart. Yeah. And there was also local comedy. So there's local comedy.
If you take Bob Newhart's way he tells a story, he'll sometimes be on the phone. Yes. So you'll never hear what that person's saying on the phone because he's just so smart.
It's one sided.
He'll say the thing. So if you stole that style, people go, that's Bob Newhart.
Yes.
But now in entertainment-wise, am I still being entertaining? Yes. Because I saw a guy when I first started, he did Barry Hilton set, word for word, at the comedy club.
How can
and
you
the guys came
cousin?
To him afterwards and he said, yeah, but like, is that okay for me to do that? I'm like, no, it's not. He
I'll didn't, be like, absolutely.
He didn't know that you can't do a Barry Hilton set at a comedy club.
I'll be like, so you'll do Barry, and Barry will do Chris Rock in the meantime? And then
no, but he
done
thought it was, he thought that once a comedian has a tape or record out, that it's now becomes public domain.
Like a cover band.
And it was funny, exactly. It was funny because the audience didn't know Barry Hilton or something, but he was a young comic and his name is Marcel. And he did Barry Hilton's jokes almost with the same intonation, the same. Yeah, that's the other thing. He argued with the comedians, going, "You don't have to write comedy. The comedians are there. They got you. Just do it on stage. We're entertainers."
So where does he think that material coming from? It's like,
dude, a lot of people think this thing is just like a magical trick that you just come out with that you don't.
Have you ever had a corporate where they say we're going to do this, and then you do your shtick.
You do your shtick,
and then can you do like 5 minutes, and then we'll then you do another 5 minutes, and then another 5 minutes.
Oh yeah, I'll say
sure.
No.
I'll stop. No, I'll go, and then the guy, then go have dinner. Then I'll come back and say the guy said
previously on my set.
Previously on my fuck
I
you.
I hate that. That's the worst experience ever. Like I hate doing half comedy and then coming back and continuing to do. It's weird.
So do you suggest people watch this the history of what's it called?
Evolution of hip hop. Yeah, it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
And you said Rapper's Delight, the one that everyone kind of knows as the first song, was never meant to be recorded. It was someone who said, "Can I record this?"
Yes, yes.
And then obviously,
so basically it's
everyone
like someone doing
stuff.
your material, and putting out a DVD when nobody else is doing DVDs. And then everybody like, "Oh shit, you can do DVDs.
You can do this." And then that's what I find with revolutionaries. Like, we don't know you can do
it. Yeah, so what it did is open another world. So if you watch it, there's other rappers like the Rapping Doctor. Who's a white old man who's like, I woke up in the morning and I saw him. And I just did hip. Literally everybody just did hip hop. It became so diluted.
Like Crocs.
And then, it became like Crocs. And then what they did in LA is they started moving it around on the underground because they were like,
back to the roots.
And we don't want to record it. And then and then that blondie that you're talking about, she did a track about Jam Master Jay and like the rappers. They're like, yo, you're amazing. She did a track. And that's what made people aware. And they started playing in, was it, remember that club, it's called 79 or whatever it was?
Yes.
Was it Club 79?
No,
or
it was something like that. That club.
Yeah.
86. Yeah, 84. So
too young for this
Studio
conversation.
Studio 54.
No, I'm talking about like
Studio 54.
Studio 54. It's like one of the biggest dance clubs that of the time of like the 60s.
So they would play,
and
that's where you would hear the new music.
Yeah, so there's two clubs at the time. So there was one and there's another one across town. So they started
Whiskey
booking.
Whiskey a Go-Go.
They started booking the hip-hop DJs to come and play in what was predominantly known as a white club.
So it's amazing. Underground at the moment, because things happen so quickly, there isn't even time for underground to have its undergroundness.
Yeah.
Because someone will mainstream it immediately, go, this is the new big thing.
Yeah.
So what I find, we're looking for the new thing so much that underground has to really go fucking deep underground.
Exactly, and it's there. It's just not on social
where,
networks.
Tell me where. I will sell it. I will record it.
I will find it and ruin it.
But listen, we're going to have to go now. Ryan, have you got gigs coming up?
Yeah, Monday I'm at Poppy's. Just I have
why?
Because I need spots.
Can you do some of Barry Hilton's material?
Yeah, very good. Really.
It's very funny. You must rather do that.
I want to do Rishli's ablibs.
Ablibs. Rishli doesn't have. You have abs. You have a good build. I noticed that on the Rishli. Mark, are you coming? When's your show? Tuesdays.
Thursdays. Every Thursday at Giovanni's and Foy's.
And this show on Cliff Central.
Every Wednesday, 2 to 3, the worst guys. Yes. It's
thank
dope.
You, man.
Yeah,
this is cool.
Thank you for having me.
Is your show underground? Can we mainstream it?
No, yeah, you actually can. No, for real. You can, because I think it's something, it's weird, it's different, but it's also cool. So if you want to sell us, we're more than welcome. You're more than welcome. We're open to it.
We
hoes like that.
We hose. That's how we roll. I'm going to close out with that.
I went to Poppy's on Monday last week. Funny.
Poppy's changed their vibe.
Loved it, bro.
Yeah, it's been dope.
It's my favorite open mic night.
I'm going to be there all the time now.
Good.
I'm not going
to
be fucking.
Do you, what's your vibe about comedians hanging around at comedy clubs? Is it cool for us to interact and network?
Absolutely. The thing is, I stopped doing it for like the last, let's say, year or 2 years, because I just felt that I'm just focused on doing what I need to do in comedy, which is perform.
Yes.
So like now I'm
so
like
standing
okay, cool.
on the side by the bar there, you end up becoming a drunken heckler.
Yeah, just standing at like watching Ryan do his dirty amazing comedy about raping dogs. Yeah. Every
Why again?
And
rapist delight. That's a. But no, it's Richelieu Benoit. Thanks for joining us, man.
Thanks for having me. G.
I've got a hold of you like at the last hour there.
I know. Luckily, I was boredom at home.
Here's Wonder Mike, Hank, and Master G.
Stolen.
The Sugar Hill Gang.
This is CliffCentral.com.